What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
To our show today, it's Tuesday, October 4th, 2016, getting into the week here. Lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Please be sparing with the calls. We have a lot of material to get through, as usual. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Well, I hate to say I told you so. No, actually, I rather enjoy it. I actually went to bed. I didn't stay up for the revelation that was supposed to happen with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I actually feel bad for Alex Jones because he really went to the mat to try and provide a venue for Julian Assange to have his great revelations. And of course, it turned out to be a big nothing. No, we don't have anything. We'll have something soon. I promise we'll have something soon. Blah, 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 blah. And it was a disappointment. Some of the media is saying it was a big nothing burger. And the game that's going on here that they're trying to play is that everyone is going to sit on their rear ends waiting for WikiLeaks to step in and save the country with some devastating information about Hillary. It's just not going to happen. And you might as well get used to that right now. If you want to get Hillary's scandals out there to the voters, you are going to have to do it. You yourself, every one of you. So you're going to have to stand up, get out of that easy chair, stop waiting for someone else to save the world, and go on out and make it happen yourself. There is no Superman. It's a comic book. Same thing with Batman. Nobody's coming to save you. You have to save yourself and the nation and the world. And not too surprisingly, the corporate media is having a field day saying, see, there was never anything there. Hillary's exonerated. No, she isn't, but that's the way they're spinning it. Story coming on out from the Washington Post. Trump backers realize they've been played as WikiLeaks fails to deliver October surprise. And now's the time for all of you to get really angry, because in this case, the Washington Post is right. You've all been played. Now, Assange's defenders are out there trying to say, well, you know, he didn't really say he was going to release anything. That was actually made up by the media. And now that he didn't say anything, the media is bashing him and it's really not his fault. No, that is not true. And I went on back and I found this interview with Julian Assange from much earlier in this year, in which he stated on the record he was going to be releasing something that could bring Hillary Clinton down before the first debates, and it did not happen. And it is. It's a scam. In this interview that I linked to whatreallyhappened.com, Assange had promised to release the material that he claimed would bring down Hillary before the September 26th debate. It did not happen. Assange is a fake. He's a fraud. I've been concerned about him all along. And one of the reasons is only 3 months after he registered the name, the domain, WikiLeaks.com, Assange was the darling of the corporate media without actually having leaked anything to that date. He was on the cover of Time and Newsweek. He was being sold to America as the go-to site for whistleblowers. Don't waste your time going on over to Alex Jones or to What Really Happened or Drudge Report. If you've got a whistle to blow, you need to go to WikiLeaks. And unfortunately, Bradley/Chelsea Manning fell for that and shared video of U.S. war crimes with WikiLeaks and is now in prison. And Assange did not lift a finger to help, which supports the theory that WikiLeaks is actually a whistleblower trap that was set up to snare the unwary. We know how this government has just been totally on the warpath against whistleblowers all along. And WikiLeaks did reveal just enough of Manning's videos to polish their credentials as a leak site, but it wasn't enough to actually alter the conduct of the wars. It was a great deal of smoke and fire, signifying in the end nothing. Now, I remember there was one time when WikiLeaks claimed to have information about a major problem at Bank of America. some kind of a fraud or something. And WikiLeaks announced they were going to release it. And that's another reason why I've always been concerned. They're always announcing ahead of time, we're going to release blah, 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 blah. And then a short while later, Assange claimed he could not release the information on Bank of America because the hard drive it was stored on crashed and there was no backup. Shades of Lois Lerner. And this led a lot of people to wonder if WikiLeaks was, behind the facade, actually an extortion operation. They would leak a little bit of damaging information, promise that more damaging information was about to come, and wait for a phone call to try and call it off. And this is not too outrageous an idea when you remember that before he started WikiLeaks, Julian Assange had a criminal record as a hacker. In fact, he was Australia's worst hacker. He even got into the Milnet. So this year, all during the campaign, WikiLeaks has been teasing us with promises of campaign-destroying information about Hillary Clinton. And while the DNC emails that we think Seth Rich leaked to WikiLeaks did create some headlines and headaches, none were the game changers we have been promised. And last night was just more of the same. I do not expect anything important from WikiLeaks about Hillary Clinton, and we are all wasting our time falling for Assange's publicity-seeking announcements. Let's just write him off at this point and move forward. If we want Hillary to be stopped, we have to do it. We can't just sit and wait for Assange to do it for us, because he's not going to do that. Let's take a moment here to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We are, as is our usual habit in hour number one, talking about politics. Now, as you know, there's a schism that has opened up between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton following Hillary Clinton's portrayal of Bernie Sanders supporters as losers who live in their parents' basement. And further damaging Sanders' credibility, he's now bought his third property. He just spent $600,000 buying a summer retreat home on a lake. This is his third piece of property. He's got his primary residence. Then he's got a small property on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. And now he has come up somehow with the money to buy this third piece of property, all the while preaching to his supporters about equalizing income and taking care of the little people. And I think this is going to alienate Bernie Sanders supporters and any claims that Sanders was going to help Hillary Clinton by getting his supporters to back Hillary Clinton. That's evaporating. Half of them were already saying they were going to abandon the Democrats and vote for Trump. And this is basically going to be writing off the rest of Bernie Sanders supporters. They will not be interested in anything Sanders or Hillary Clinton has to say. Now, Bernie Sanders did make a comment on the Clintons getting $1 million from Deutsche Bank, which has been in the headlines recently, for a $14 billion fine they were hit with for their role in the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud. And the Clintons did receive $1 million from Deutsche Bank. Sanders is saying she should give it back. It'll be a cold day in the dark regions before that happens. And the Clinton campaign is desperate to find anything they can use against Donald Trump. And they're making a big deal over the fact that Donald Trump rented New York office space to Bank Melli, which is an Iranian bank. And they were making a big deal about it. How could he be renting office space to an Iranian bank when he is out there opposed to the Iranian nuclear deal and blah, 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 blah. Well, when Trump bought the building, the bank was already a tenant. He couldn't just kick him out. And in any event, the tenancy of this Iranian bank in this office was from 1998 to 2003. They left at that point. There is no overlap between the Iranian bank being in the building and the P5 plus one deal. They're grasping at straws over at the Clinton campaign. Now, there's a very important article that you should look at. It's linked to whatreallyhappened.com. It's the list of 27 countries destroyed by Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State. And you need to go down that list of all these once prosperous, peaceful, progressive societies that have been turned into third world junk by Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. Now, just imagine that if she were to steal the White House, do you think she's going to change her foreign policy? No, she's going to go on wrecking other countries because they can't make the United States the best nation on earth anymore. We don't have the manufacturing. We don't have the economy. So their strategy is they're going to bomb the rest of the planet into rubble and then stand up and say, America's the greatest nation on earth because we've destroyed all the others. All right, we're going to start taking phone calls. We've got a bunch of calls here. Clint in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, actually, we have enough on Hillary as it is. We don't need him no more. You know, one thing I was thinking about Donald Trump needs to say during the debate is, then there's something else I want to touch on after this. He needs to say, I want to assure the American people, if I find out I got a Secretary of State that's shaking down world leaders through a fake foundation, she's going to get fired, or he's going to get fired. And I don't care what the head of the FBI says. But
that's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
Alex Jones touched on it earlier. I agree with him because he's been invited down to Haiti to beat up on Hillary over them stealing all that money. And he needs to go down right after the hurricane, take a bunch of relief food or whatever, and a list of foundations, trust the Clinton Foundation, and he needs to do a speech right there on the tarmac with the Haitian leaders and let them join in on the party. He knows what to do. He needs to go down there soon after the hurricane. And harp on how Hillary and Bill stole all that money from the earthquake.
And he's got to take that president of the Haitian Senate with him, who says he's got all the documentation, assuming he hasn't been found in Fort Marcy Park. Need to really look at that. I saw an interesting article in the New York Post where they came on out and said that Donald Trump cannot be allowed to win the corruption debate. And they basically went in there, and the article said, yes, Hillary Clinton is wide open because of the foundation and the pay for play and everything, but we've got to stop Donald Trump because he's certainly far more corrupt. And then, of course, they have absolutely nothing to back that up. And my comment on that article is I understand that the corporate media are supposed to be mindless stooges supporting Hillary Clinton, but let's not abuse the privilege, people.
Yeah, I'm watching MSNBC, and they're just saying, well, he's a clown, and he's this, and he's that. And guys like me or you, we're just sitting there. They won't even touch the good, juicy stuff about Hillary.
No, of course they won't. Their job is to sell you Hillary Clinton. Their job is going to be to sell you World War III. That's what the corporate media does. Anybody who thinks the corporate media is reporting on the facts and truth and accuracy, you're living in a dream world. The only thing the corporate media is truthful about are the sports scores and the weather, and they're not even all that good on the weather.
I think they've been given their marching orders. Get Hillary in the White House.
They absolutely have. We know the entire corporate media, in addition to being controlled by its corporate owners, they're controlled by the CIA through Operation Mockingbird. And the CIA understands when the narcocracy comes down and it's exposed, the fact that the CIA has been bringing in all these illegal drugs to sell to our children, that's going to be laid wide open. And if you look at what they've already gone through to try and protect that little secret, they compromised the Iran-Contra investigation, or the hearings, rather. They suicided Gary Webb. They suicided Mike Rupert. This is the big, ugly, black secret at the heart of the Central Intelligence Agency. They're basically in control of the drug trade here in the United States of America. And they want politicians in Congress and the White House who will go along with this, and Donald Trump won't. And that's why they're just in an absolute panic about him right now.
Yeah, and the big banks launder the money. And these people that make their living as their foot soldiers, there ain't much of a career, ain't much to put on your resume for getting another job.
Well, they don't need another job. I mean, right now, Hillary's supporters are all the drug dealers in this country who understand that if Hillary does not steal that White House, their entire trade could evaporate. And when you look at how they behave, doesn't it seem consistent? I mean, they're out there stealing signs. They're beating up Donald Trump supporters. These are people acting like criminals. And I think that forms the core of Hillary Clinton's support, is the criminal society, the successful criminals, not the ones who get caught holding up a convenience store, but I'm talking about those who traffic in illicit substances. Again, go back and study the history of the United States during Prohibition, and you will see an exact pattern that is being repeated tragically today.
Yeah, I've already done all that. But, I'll let you go with that, Mike. I'll do the next caller.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Mike in North Carolina. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
I'm a little frustrated about the Assange situation. We don't need to go too much into what you were saying before.
I'm not, because I wasn't expecting it. I went to bed. I actually got sleep last night.
Well, I didn't stay up, but I was definitely expecting it. But so this morning I wake up and I say, what would possess this man to do this with all the hype? And I look into it. I say, okay, he's staying in the Ecuadorian embassy. Who runs Ecuador? So I do the Google and I find the president of Ecuador. And then I start looking into him. And I find that his dad was a drug smuggler. I find that he got mystery money to go to a very good school right around 18, around the 80s, when the narcocracy was going. I see Chevron and the Clinton Foundation and him having an issue paying money to Chevron over some recent litigations that are going on in the Justice Department. We see Apple. We see Deutsche Bank. These are their ways of fighting with each other without bullets. I'm wondering if Hillary Clinton's foundation got the Ecuadorian president to put heat on them and say, we're going to kick you out of this embassy if you say anything.
It could be more simple than that. Hillary Clinton may have contacted Julian Assange and say, we'll make your sexual assault charge go away, and you can walk out of the embassy and go live anywhere that you want, comfortably and, have a nice life. I mean,
I think it was
that is something
deal.
Julian Assange would definitely, be very, very tempted to do. But at this point, he is not the hero that we've all been told he was by the corporate media. I mean, he proved that last
night.
Absolutely
not.
He just shot his own credibility in the foot.
It's, I listen to everybody, and somebody used a metaphor about throwing a rattlesnake in somebody's car, and if the rattlesnake bites your enemy, does that mean you control the rattlesnake? These guys, this goes so deep that they have to bet on the winning horse and the losing horse just to cover themselves. Like, no one is loyal to anybody in this thing, and it's all about the power and the dirt, and no matter what gets exposed, like, I honestly feel like it's too late. Like, it's just so deep that we can all wake up today and we can't stop it.
I'm going to go on trying. I hope you don't mind here. But, basically for the last 30 years, we've had this narcocracy, and it was the plan of the Bushes and the Clintons to have a ruling duopoly to pass that Oval Office back and forth between each other. So it looked like we had some kind of a choice. And this election was supposed to be Jeb Bush against Hillary Clinton. So it didn't really matter who won, because the narcocracy would be protected. But Jeb Bush, cratered. He lost it. Donald Trump got on the inside. And now there's actually the real possibility of change to our society, and that has got all of the entrenched oligarchs very, very upset.
Yeah, and I don't want to say I'm giving up here. I know I'm getting a little down on it, because it gets tough when you're constantly seeing this go on.
I have a suggestion. Don't get depressed. Get angry. Now's the time to get angry.
Well, that's why I called you today, because I am angry, and I just fear that Trump. Trump. I think business wise, he's got it going on. We need a businessman right now just to make some money. He may not have the politics, and I fear that he needs smart people to make the right decisions, and it's hard to vet everybody. And you know as well as anybody that they got people on every level that they're trying to just stick in there, and he'll get rid of them if they're bad people. But you don't know until you know, and sometimes that's too late. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you, if he gets Trey Gowdy in as Attorney General, you're going to see a lot of people leaving the country. all these people who said, if Donald Trump wins, I'm going to leave the country. Maybe it's because they know they'd be open for prosecution for various things.
Oh, I'm so proud of Trey Gowdy. I actually called. I'm not even from his state, and I called his local precinct or whatever they call it, and I just said thank you to him, because I've been watching him play into everybody and all the rest of the guys.
Mike, we got to let you go. I'm sorry. We've run out of time. We've hit a commercial break. We'll be back after these few words. Ooh, yeah.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take these last three phone calls, then we're going to close the phone lines because I really do have a lot of material to get through today. So let's go to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I hate to see Barbara Streisand. If she has to go to Venezuela, if Trump wins, I don't want to see her eating raw chicken off the truck, so I'll send her a couple of cans of Yentl soup.
You know, when I have to be honest, when I met her, she was a really nice lady. And, you know, I worked on this video, this rock video that she did with the Russian ballet dancer. And you know, we were working late, and she sent out for platters of food and everything. She was very, very pleasant.
Wow.
So, who knows? Old age has kind of warped her.
Hey, Mike, on this Julius, I was up in the morning, you know, it was all gibberish.
You fell for
just,
it.
I'm buying
you
my book.
Fell
gotta
for
buy
it.
The book. You got to buy the book, you know. People don't realize it doesn't matter. Whatever Julian Assange, it wouldn't have changed anything. You know, it wouldn't have changed any minds because it wouldn't have hit the mainstream media. You know what I mean?
Well, you're wrong there. You're wrong there because people are not getting their information about the candidates from the corporate media anymore. Their audience is dwindling. CNN's ratings are below those of the Gardening Channel right now. the American people are coming to the independent media. They're coming to Republic Broadcasting. They're coming to WhatReallyHappened.com. They're going over to Prison Planet. They're going over to all. This is where they're getting their information. And that's what's got them in a panic. They have lost the war for the minds of America.
And, Mike, I want to switch gears real quick. You probably know this, but the Russian airbase in Syria has already activated the S-300s because, you know, they're going to be given a couple days ahead of time before the media, it hits the media. So the S-300 version 4, which is the S-400, basically, is already activated over there. So if the U.S.
Well, the S-300 is there, and they're expecting the deal to finalize a permanent, at least for the moment, Russian base, airbase in Syria will be completed by the end of the week.
Yep, and I heard rumors that the Tor, if you ever see the Russia Tor system, is going there also. So,
yeah. Well, you know, again, it all comes down to the fact that the military-industrial complex is all about the money, and they build these very expensive, big, bloated pieces of junk. And Russia and China, when they're building weapons, their goal is cost-effective, efficient, easy to repair, easy to deploy weapons, and when it comes right down to it, that's going to decide the war because you have to keep cranking out more and more of those things. And if they're hideously expensive in the United States, that means fewer of them. The U.S. actually faced that problem going into World War II, and Harry Truman went on out there and basically slapped all those military contractors upside the head. It was what made him amazingly popular with the American people. Who were very, very concerned about the huge amounts of tax money going into the war machine and how poorly it was performing. And we need a new Harry Truman right now, or we're going to lose this thing. We're going to lose this war, even if it goes nuclear. I'm convinced we cannot prevail in a war against Russia and China.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks. We're going to switch over to Ron in the Bronx. And, Ron, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? Aloha. Hey, a couple of the callers already took the thunder from my first question, which was basically, I thought Assange might have been just paid off, but I think you basically said that already with Clinton giving to him and promising him. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, nothing will happen to him. Because she
well, again, the precedent there is that strange story about Bank of America, where Assange came on out and said, we have got this amazing information about Bank of America, and there'll be criminal charges, and all of a sudden, you know, a short while later, we lost it. Sorry, can't let it out. We lost it. It was here a minute ago. I don't know where it went. So, yeah, I ultimately everybody's for sale if the price is high enough. Assange's price was met apparently on a couple of occasions, and certainly now. And he's being used to convince you to sit and wait and do absolutely nothing and wait for Julian Assange to deliver the death blow to the Hillary Clinton campaign. And you're a fool if you go along with that. Forget Julian Assange. If you want Hillary Clinton stopped and you want Donald Trump in that White House, you better get off your rear end and start making it happen yourself. Okay, we got to... Ron, stay on the line. Going to come right back to you after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Ron from the Bronx, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, my last thing was about Colin Kaepernick. I mean, honestly, I have no problem with him for not standing. You know, it's his choice. Who cares? You know, I have no problem standing for the anthem, you know, and I see things pretty much, you know, a lot of things we agree on, me and you. But, I don't find a problem standing for the anthem. But whenever people try to talk about it with me, I tell them, hey, I think it's unpatriotic to not say anything about us giving $38 billion to Israel. Why vets are dying and are homeless. And, you know, they don't know what to say to that.
I'm like, that's a good point.
That shows your loyalty to another country. Kaepernick still has a loyalty to this country. You don't.
Well, let me give you my particular position on it. I still respect the American flag, and I will stand for the anthem because of what this country is supposed to be. But I also respect a decision made by anybody who wants to sit for the anthem or even burn the American flag in a protest for what our government is doing today. And so there's kind of a line there between what this nation is supposed to be, and that is worthy of respect and protection by we the American people. And the other side of that line is what our government has done after hijacking our nation, and they're using it to ill purpose. And I think people are fully justified in saying, I am not going to show any signs of respect based on what this government is doing, all the war crimes it's committing, and we keep finding out more and more and worse things. We're still nowhere near the bottom of all that's been going on.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks. We're going to switch to Daniel in Oklahoma, and after Daniel, we're going to close the phone lines because I got a bunch of stuff to get through. Daniel, hi, Daniel. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mike. If anyone remembers, recently there was a movie that came out, The Fifth Estate, with Julian Assange. It goes a little bit of the history and kind of, you know, the type of person he is, and he was partnered with Daniel Berg from Der Spiegel, mm-hmm. And I don't know how accurate it is, but apparently one of the reasons why Julian Assange dyes his hair white, he was born into a cult upbringing, apparently. That's what I gathered from the movie.
Part of this idea of setting up Assange as a whistleblower trap is they're going to have to create a legend and a reputation for him. And that's why, he got all the media coverage when he started WikiLeaks. They do TV shows about him so that everybody has this image that's been crafted for him. But as of last night, we all know that image is about as real as Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I just wanted to bring that movie up to everyone's attention, so if anyone gets a chance to see it, it's okay.
I would not waste my time with anything to do with Julian Assange or WikiLeaks from this point on. As far as I'm concerned, he's being used to distract us away from the work that we should be doing as American citizens, as American voters, to get this country back under the control of the people, to get us back to democracy. And I think the whole game plan of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks this entire year has been to convince us that we can just sit in our homes and wait for Julian Assange to come to our rescue. But it's another illusion. Next thing they'll put him in a mask and a hat and say he's the lone Assange with his Indian sidekick. Whatever.
No honor right. among thieves, right, Mike?
Absolutely none whatsoever. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call, Daniel. We're going to let you go. And we're going to get back to some actual news here. Now, story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Hillary is politically dead. Black Americans, Latinos, and all the basement dwellers are swinging over to Donald Trump, along with all the deplorables. And that's a very, very telling indicator there. Now, over at MSNBC, they've had a little bit of an embarrassment. Stephanie Ruhle asked a crowd of millennial women preparing for the vice presidential debate if they felt connected to Hillary Clinton, and all the women uniformly shouted out, no, they don't. So Hillary is losing in the vagina vote as well. Story coming out of, this one's got a busted link here. Right now, Donald Trump is leading Hillary Clinton by a bigger margin than Obama had over Romney at this point in the election season. And a new poll has found that Trump has now widened his lead in Ohio, even as the corporate media goes on out and says, oh, there's no question Hillary won the first debate. Hillary is great. She's going to be wonderful here. And you can almost see them freaking out on this thing because there are some real-world indicators that they can't rig. They can rig the corporate media polls by simply choosing who they talk to. They're oversampling Democrats. They're oversampling women and minorities trying to get the results they want. And they're completely out of proportion with the actual population in terms of gender, political affiliation, and so forth. Now, where they can't rig it is the rally attendance that's been going on. And that really tells you what's going on behind the scenes here. Now, let's see. In August of this year, Donald Trump had 32 rallies attended by 198,280 people. Hillary Clinton had only 11 rallies attended by 9,800 people. In September, Donald Trump had 27 rallies, 144,000 attendees. Hillary Clinton had 11 rallies, attended by just 4,000 people. And that's it. Trump has had nearly a third of a million more people at his rallies and 25 times the attendance for every one person showing up at a Hillary Clinton rally. And some of those people we know are paid. There are 25 who are showing up at Donald Trump's rallies. On one recent event this last week, Tuesday, last week, Trump had to turn away 12,000 people at one event. That's the same amount of people that Hillary had at all of her rallies since the 1st of August. Now, the social media data is another area where they can't really exercise control and fraud, although there's a lot of filtering and censorship that is definitely going on right now. But let's see, this election season, Donald Trump had 10 million Facebook likes. Hillary Clinton had 6 million, but we know a lot of those were fakes, bought and paid for. Donald Trump has 11 million Twitter followers. Hillary Clinton has 9 million. And again, it came on out. These are all bought and paid for fakes. Now, if you live here on the island of Oahu, this is a special message for you. There are going to be Donald Trump sign-waving events tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. And tomorrow, it's going to be held at Chili's in Kapolei. Thursday, it'll be up in Mililani. And Friday, it's going to be at Honokai Hale. And you can look those up on a map and get there. And you can also go to the Trump campaign website, and they'll tell you where all this stuff is going on. And by the way, so far this season, I have seen only one person with a Hillary sign out there. That's what's going on. Now, obvious area of concern, this is coming out of Zero Hedge. And that is, if Donald Trump wins, and certainly in an honest election, he would have a landslide victory, are they going to try and claim the election's a fraud? Because they're still on out there saying, Russia's trying to break in, Russia's trying to tamper with our elections to help Donald Trump. Evil Russians, evil Donald Trump there. And it's like they're trying to set the stage. If Trump has a landslide victory that the election stealers cannot overcome, would Obama actually get up and say, we're going to nullify the results here and hold new elections, oh, I don't know, maybe 5-10 years down the road or something ridiculous like that? So who's doing the election rigging? And we know it's out there. There are lawsuits all from the primaries, how Hillary Clinton stole the nomination away from Bernie Sanders. And so we're seeing all these stories start to show up from Fox 59. Police raid Indiana voter registration project. Reports of fraud expand to multiple counties. And this is basically where the election officials discovered that the voter registrations had been altered in ways that would prevent the people from actually voting. And this was not being done by Russia. This was being done by the Indiana Voter Registration Project, 2425 North Meridian Street, Suite A in downtown Indianapolis. And they're saying they're finding huge numbers of registrations that have been fraudulently altered so that people are going to show up at the voting booths and be told they can't vote because their information doesn't appear correctly. Now, we saw that happen a lot during the primaries, especially out in California. Bernie Sanders people were showing on up, and they were told they weren't in the registration. Their registrations weren't there. They couldn't vote. Apparently, over in Virginia, there's a huge scandal involving illegal aliens who are registered to vote through the state's motor voter law. And so far, they've discovered over 1,000 illegal immigrant non-citizens registered to vote in 8 Virginia counties, and they're not including the 2 largest counties of Arlington and Fairfax counties, who are refusing to provide any information. And it gets even worse than that, because a lot of these illegal immigrants, and by the way, the only reason they were caught is when they went in, they said, yeah, no, I'm not a citizen. How did you get registered to vote? Well, I'm just here. Here's the problem. These illegal immigrants who are not supposed to be allowed to vote have already voted in the early elections. They've already cast ballots, and there's no way to get them back. It's really ugly out there. This is what we all have to overcome. And now's the time to get angry. We're a month away from the election. And Hillary is, and her people are, they're just out to steal it any way they can. They're stealing your country from you to barter away to the illegal immigrants, to barter away to the New World Order, and to sell your children as mercenaries in wars of corporate conquest across the globe. That's what's at stake right now. Now, turning to the war zones, apparently tomorrow there's going to be a meeting regarding the conflict in Syria. And this is involving officials from the United States, Great Britain, France, Italy, and Germany. But rather interestingly enough, neither Syria nor Russia were invited to send representatives to this meeting, which suggests strongly that the topic under discussion is an outright invasion of Syria. Because that's all that's left for the U.S. to play. Nobody is buying anymore that the U.S. is there for ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Sergey Lavrov was being interviewed by the BBC, and of course the BBC was asking the usual nonsense questions. Will you stop murdering babies in Aleppo with cluster bombs? Will you apologize for bombing the aid convoy? Will you apologize for shooting down Malaysian Airlines Flight 17? And Lavrov basically laid out Russia's position on all these issues and basically pointed out the U.S. is supporting terrorist groups in Syria, especially al-Nusra, which is considered to be as bad as either ISIS and al-Qaeda, and the U.S. pointedly stays away from them. Now, at this point, the U.S. is starting to send signals that they want to declare a no-fly zone in Syria so that only U.S. warplanes can fly over Syria. Syria's warplanes will be kept on the ground, and Russia is forbidden in entirely. And if you understand the concept of a naval blockade, it's an act of war, because the United States does not have any legal grounds to call for a no-fly zone over somebody else's country and tell that country's military warplanes they may not fly. But they're going to try and sell the, they're going back to humanitarian, Assad is killing his own people. No. All the people in Syria who have died from 5 years of U.S. efforts to remove Syria's legitimate government and impose puppet rule. That's what's going on here, and everybody knows it. Now, as that caller into the show mentioned, Dustin, I think it was, Russia has already deployed their state-of-the-art air defense system, the S-300 version 4, in Syria. NATO calls it the SA-23 Gladiator. Now, Fox News reported three sources in the U.S. administration confirming these missiles are there. These missiles can actually knock down U.S. cruise missiles, which are very, very difficult targets. Russia understands the U.S. is just going to haul off and go after Assad. And as I replied to that phone call, Russian lawmakers expect to ratify an agreement for the deployment of an entire Russian air group at a Syrian airbase by the end of the week. It's ramping up for real. Meanwhile, the Russian embassy in Damascus was shelled from terrorist-controlled areas of Syria. I wonder who would do a thing like that, trying to send a message. Meanwhile, we've had another one of these ISIS videos come on out, showing mass execution video of militants beheading Syrian rebels. And just to make it even more effective, they have the ISIS fighters doing the Nazi salute. See how evil ISIS is. They're doing the Nazi salute. I'm surprised they didn't have ISIS dropping a kitten into a blender. Now, remember, it has come on out that these videos are all manufactured fakes. This group, the White Helmets, and they're a fraud. They're a propaganda arm, and they're not fighting for peace. They're trying to foment a war, which is why they've been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And it has come on out. The U.S. government has paid $660 million for this propaganda to throw at you on the corporate media to convince you those poor, suffering people of Syria can only be saved with a U.S. invasion and conquest of Damascus. And we have heard this time and time again. We heard it in Afghanistan. We heard it in Iraq. We've heard it in Libya. We've heard it in Yemen. How many more times do you have to be lied to until you understand this government rules you with lies, fraud, and deception? And by the way, that $660 million didn't come out of their pocket, came out of yours. They're spending your tax dollars to lie to you. Did you ever consent to that? I certainly didn't. I don't consent to have the government lie to me. Remember what it says in the Declaration of Independence. Governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. I don't consent to be lied to. I don't think anybody does. By the way, have you noticed there's a double standard for Israel and Syria? When Israel goes on in and bombs civilians in Gaza and the West Bank, the U.S. is always, oh, it's necessary for their self-defense. It's necessary for the self-defense. But when Syria attacks foreign-backed terrorists who are firing rockets and mortars at Damascus, oh, it's Assad killing his own people. We must go on in there and intervene. The hypocrisy is stunning, to put it delicately. We reposted the video in which Hillary says that if she is president, she will attack Russia and Iran. Do you want more war? Vote for Hillary. She wants to be the war queen. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. unemployment getting worse.
And Aloha America, welcome back to our show here. And as you know, there was this rather nonsensical law that Congress passed, which would allow the families of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia based solely on finding a judge who says, you know, I think maybe Saudi Arabia was the mastermind behind 9/11. No evidence required. Obama vetoed it, and it was one of the few decisions he's made I agree with. And all of a sudden, it's opening up a door because it's established a legal precedent that in cases of acts of terror and war, sovereign immunity no longer applies and you can be sued by the victim country. And it's already having repercussions. And as a result, over in Great Britain, they're now saying that the British military is going to opt out of the European Convention on Human Rights in order to stave off what the Prime Minister describes as an industry of vexatious claims against soldiers. In other words, they understand that when Congress overrode the veto, it opened the door for every member nation of the coalitions that went into Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya and Yemen and Syria and the rest to be sued by those countries. It's a two-way door. The law doesn't say the U.S. can sue these other countries for made-up claims of terrorism, but these other countries can't sue us for provable, demonstrative acts of war and terror. And so they're in a bit of a panic. Now, up in Afghanistan, where they grow this very fine opium, which you can now find on your nearest street corner, courtesy of the CIA, things are not going very well. The Afghani people are no more happy with being ruled by a foreign puppet government than any other citizen of any other country in the world. The Taliban has seized a major North Afghan city, Kunduz. They're taking their country back, and the U.S. is finding itself in all these quagmires. Their original plan was they were going to pick them off like dominoes. Well, you know, we'll regime change Afghanistan, that'll settle down, then we can move on to Iraq, and then that'll settle down, then we'll move on to Yemen, then that'll settle down. It didn't work out. All of these countries, the U.S. has gone into regime change, are now fighting back, and the U.S. military is stretched so thin that only a lunatic would be considering adding any more strain to our war machine, especially Russia and China. Now, apparently, Russian President Putin is scheduled to meet with Turkey's President Erdogan in Istanbul on October 10th. And it looks like this botched coup by the United States has, in fact, triggered a Turkish pivot towards Russia. The more the U.S. goes on out and tries to conquer the world, the more the world turns away from the United States and turns toward Russia. That's just the hard reality. Now, over in Egypt, they're getting more of these MRAP vehicles from the U.S. More about this after we come back from station identification.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.